Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey. Glory to God! You may take your seat. It's an honor this morning to be the vessel to bring the voice of the Lord, the word in His voice is gonna accompany these scriptures you are about to read. I am believing God to speak to someone this afternoon. I am believing God to change somebody's situation this afternoon. I am believing God, hallelujah. I am believing God to touch somebody's eyes. I do believe that the Lord is here and He has already done His work. And He's about to seal His miracles, signs and wonders in this room. And online, the Lord is about to touch us like never before. And this morning, I'm so happy and so excited to bring the word of the Lord. Who am I among many women who cannot stand, who cannot utter a word in His presence? And I stand here humbled that He has chosen me and He has anointed me in a particular time like this. So I'm so blessed and I'm so humbled. Father God Almighty, I'm so ready. Come forth with your mighty word. And the word that is about to change every situation. The word that created us. You created us with your word, my Father, in your image. You touched our lives, my Father. You ordained us on a particular time like this, that we may serve you, my Father, in holiness and in righteousness, not in pride and everything. Father, we humble ourselves this afternoon to hear from you, O God. Here I am. Use me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, my name is Joyous. I don't know why I'm about to laugh, but I don't know. But anyway, that is the joy of the Lord. When I was preparing this message, I was touched by the Lord. What happened to me when, it was around, I think it was 11 o'clock, then the Spirit of the Lord used my eyes. He took my eyes to the place where I managed to see Jesus and Peter. These are the two people I'm about to share with us. But my spiritual eyes was taken to that place where Peter was talking to Jesus and Jesus was talking to Peter. I pray this afternoon, someone in this room will hear from God, not from any woman. I pray that online, someone in this room, in that room where you are, in your bedroom, in your sitting room, at the place of work, I pray that the voice of God will come unstoppable, unhindered, unresistible. That's that voice that came to me and gave me this message. I am calling unto the Holy Spirit to make it happen in Jesus' name. The message of the theme of this message, you will get it by yourself. It was a revelation I received. So whatever you get, you write it as your theme if you want to get a theme. But I pray that you'll get a revelation as I minister to us. Something happens when you step in the presence of God. Something happened to Peter when he stepped in the presence of Jesus. Peter, as in Peter, he managed to step in the presence of Jesus. He walked with other disciples, and it was only him who managed to just to perceive who was Jesus or who Jesus was. Let's go to Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. I want to appreciate the ministers who took us in the morning in intercession. The Makiwans, that was amazing, amazing. I'm encouraging everybody, if you know you are coming on Sunday, make sure you come early and you come and be a part of the intercession. Because what the Lord is doing a new thing and no man can resist it. So that was amazing. The Makiwan family, thank you so much. The worship team, Umasi and the group. Thank you, young men. These young men, my goodness, there is a voice of bass guitar. There is this keyboard. There is the drums. My goodness. The young men are behind there. May God bless you. We are in Matthew chapter 16. And we would have loved to start from verses 14 if we can. I was asking myself, how Peter managed to get something out of Jesus and others failed. Because I mean, there were more than five disciples. There were more than two disciples. But it was all of a sudden Jesus stops and he says, guys, who do you think man calls me? Start from verses 13 maybe. Who do you think? Now when Jesus came into this district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? He has already told them that he is the Son of Man. Some of them could not even repeat that he is the Son of Man. Number 14. And they said, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. These are the people they used to hear. These are the prophets they used to hear. And so we cannot blame them. They are used of the prophecy of Jeremiah. They are used of the ministration of Isaiah, of Elijah. Elijah has done so much. So this is it's okay for the disciples to make sure that to answer like that. But as I was studying this scripture, something tangible happened to me. He touched my tongue and I felt like my tongue is touched. And I am praying somebody on this altar, church online, I pray for us that being in the presence of God, let it be your heart. Let it be your food. Let it be your desire. Let it be your thirst, your hunger. Number 15, he said to them, but who do you say that I am? He has seen their answers. And then he's saying, okay, other people say like that. And then he's, how about you? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to share with us one word you can speak in the presence of God and cause heaven to open. Think of one word to worship God and cause the entire heaven not to sleep. Though they don't sleep, they continue to worship Yahweh. Go back to number 16. Simon Peter, Jesse replied, Brandon replied, Elisha said that I'm mentioning these names so that you may know that we are no longer into the days of the disciples. How about you? What do you think? Who is Jesus in your life? How do you call Jesus? My question this morning is, how do you call Jesus? Jesus is not Muhammad. Jesus is not Richie Zangabo. Jesus is not Sarwa Joba. Jesus is not Buddha. This young man, I don't know I don't know his age by then.
He grabbed something what the church needs to grab this morning. And he said, Jesus, you know, I've walked with you, but what I can only say, you are Jesus of Nazareth. You are the Messiah. You are the anointed one. Jesus, I've seen you. I've walked with you. I've seen miracles, signs, and wonders through your hand. Jesus, you are not just a Jesus, but you are the Messiah, the anointed one, the coming King. You are the Messiah who have touched my heart and I have put aside my nets. I have changed my ministry and I have found Jesus. You are the Messiah. Hashadeyadeyash. Ha! Woo! You are the Messiah. You just need only one word in the presence of God. That is the same if you want. Because only one word with the true church, not a denomination. Only one word changed the life. Not only the life of Peter, but the people who are around him. Look at the conversation. Jesus is asking, who am I? And out of the blue, the impartation of heaven. Heaven came forth. Heaven was open for Peter because he was so attentive to the work of God. He was so attentive to the move of Jesus Christ in their days. What are you attentive of? What is attracting you when you come in the presence of God? To some of us, we are attracted by the tears of our mortgages. That's not bad. To some of us, we are attracted by the things we need to reach and to touch. They are not bad. But there is something, one song you can only sing, and heaven will be open. Peter, boldly, look at unto the eyes of Jesus. And he said, of course he's in our service. He said, Jesus, I've seen you. You're not just a person like us. I do believe the other disciples, they walked with him and they said, he has the same shoes like us, has the same clothes like us. Yeah, I think he's our big brother. Jesus walked with the disciples after calling them out of their ministries, out of their businesses, out of what they were familiar with, out of what they were used of. And he said, I should get one of them. I should get one heart out of the 12. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, there is a Jesus walking among us. And he's looking for one heart that can worship him. He's looking for one church, a true church, can speak his oracles. He's looking for one prophet who can prophesy the true word. Walking with Jesus, others will get familiar with you. Walking with Jesus, others will say, she's going to prophesy again. I will prophesy. That's what I was called for. I will prophesy. I will evangelize. That's my nature. The Lord has called me. They walked with this man. They looked at the hair. They have the same hair. Maybe even the watch is the same watch. They said, Jesus, now you are our neighbor the other side, the son of the carpenter. How do you call Jesus? Who is Jesus in your life? The conversation between Peter and Jesus opened the heaven, and not only opening the heaven, the word divine, the divine promise. The divine promise came, and you're about to hear it. The divine promise came, and what the church needs to understand the divine promise, the divine eye, the divine revelation, Baba Kanderebasai, the divine wisdom. That's what the true church needs. The true church, if you want to know, the true church has the revelation of Jesus Christ. The true church has the word, has the eye of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Number 17. Take your seats. Thank you. And those online, you are free to stand up and give the Lord a mighty hand clap.
And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Jesus, Yeshikataya. You know, there is one word you will speak in the presence of God, and then God the Father will talk to the first, to the second member of the Trinity, and say, "What can we do?" And then the third member of the Trinity will say, "You know what? Let us go and bless Joyous," because of the one word she has just mentioned. And Jesus answered him. Jesus is talking to Simon Bar-Jonah. "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Now, when I was studying my Bible, I realized that what the church needs, we need the eye, we need the spirit to get the message out of these letters. Because if you bring the letters, they will kill us. If you read the message of the Christ and the cross, it is all about the revelation. It is all about the revelation. It is only the revelation from Simon Bar-Jonah that touched the heart of the Father. And then the Father spoke to the Son. And then the Son spoke to the Spirit. The Spirit came inside Simon Bar-Jonah. And this is the divine. You wanted to know the divine promise? This is it, number 18. This is our key verse. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." And the gates of hell shall not vanquish my church. And the gates of hell, and the gates of hell shall not destroy my bride. And the gates of hell shall not destroy my apostles. The gates of hell shall not destroy the humanity. Give the Lord a mighty hand clap.
No. The divine promise to come. Our promises to come to pass. The key is the revelation. It is the word you know about Jesus. It is what you know about Jesus. Because the only thing you know about Jesus, that is the only thing that will work for you. I'm reminded of this man. His son was sick, Jairus. As Jesus was making here and there his ministration, Jairus said, "You do not need to come to my house. I have seen the power of God. My faith has lifted up. Now send the word so that my child will be well. You do not need to come." Go back to number 18, verses 18. "I will build my church." Now, if he's talking about the church, he's not talking. Remember, by then they had no church. They were going here, there, preaching the gospel, the conferences, the crusades, out there. I want to challenge someone this afternoon to make sure that you have something tangible you know about God.
Get one word you know about God. And when you come into his presence, you say, you are the Messiah. Ah, you are my healer. Get a word in the presence of the Lord. Tell God who he is. Mention his name. Tell him he's Shalom. Tell him he's Elijah, Jehovah Jireh. Tell him. Do you think Jesus didn't know that he was the Messiah? He knew it. He knew that he is the anointed one. But he needed the church to speak something. This is the prophecy for the church 2021. Staba hadikahata talamahan talayanda. That the church the Lord is building is a new church. The church is God is building in 2021 is a true church. Whether online, whether in this house, it is a true church. Where they will see Jesus as the Messiah. Where they will see Jesus not because of the miracles, but because he is a Messiah. And the word you know about Jesus. If some of us who say Jesus is my healer, you stand in his presence and they say, you are my healer. You stand in the presence of God and you say, you are my provider. If it wasn't, someone can testify online. Someone can testify in the church. If it wasn't by God himself, this building wouldn't have been here. If it wasn't by God, you wouldn't have been in this room. A young man, friend, I call him a son. In the midst of winter, in the midst of pandemic, he could not have a place to sleep. He had no accommodation. In the midst of coronavirus, this young man calls me. What do I do? I say, I don't know. But one thing I know about God. If Josh fails to help somebody, he'll raise another person on the other side. Whatever you have failed to have in the month of July, I command it to come forth in Jesus' name. Whatever you missed in the month of January, may you receive it as we are ending the month of February. May God do it to glorify his name. It was in the midst of pandemic, after how many years? He could not have papers. In the midst of pandemic, after more than 10 years, 20 years, he managed to get papers. In the midst. Guys, if you're to clap hands, clap your hands. I'm talking about someone sleeping in the park in the midst of winter. I don't know if he prayed to God. I don't know if he just cried. But whatever he did, touched the heart of God. I pray this afternoon that one word you will stand before Jesus and speak is gonna make heaven open. We just make sure that you have one word every day. You have one word. Tell Jesus you are Messiah. According to what he has done for you. He's going to do it. Now I want us to see the confession of Peter. The confession of Peter makes a ministry to us. It made a ministry to me. Just write that. Go back to number 18. Mercy, please. I did not finish. And I tell you, Peter, he said, you are Peter from now on and onwards. The other time he was Simon by Jonah. The conversation between you and Jesus, he can change your name. The conversation situation between you and Jesus can change the days of your life. The conversation, one song between you and God, one song you cry in the midnight, one song you cry early in the morning, one song can change the name of your family.
And Jesus said, starting from now, you are not just chief, but you are the bishop of the church. You are not just Ruanjire, but you are an evangelist. You are an evangelist of God. You are not just that you always play the best guitar every Sunday, but time has come where you will stand and bring a word, and the word that will become the healing of nations. You are not alone, and you are not just a woman like that. You are back and Rosikataya. Rachel, you are not just a woman as you think, but you are a vessel of God that carries the anointing of God. Go back to number 18. There's a message for me and for you. And then he said, on this rock, I will build my church. On this rock. Okay, let's stop from rock. Let's start with, I will build my church. Now, if you look at that divine promise, The first statement is I. Let us just go. Let me just get some. Because I was so excited last night and I could. I don't know, some people, if they are in the Bible, sometimes I laugh. And I'm like, how did this happen? And then he says, I want us to get these words, yeah, out of this statement of Jesus. I found like it marks Christ's lordship. If we are to be the true ministers, Lord Christ has to have the first place in your life. Christ's lordship. Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? You know it very well. It indicates Christ's lordship, and it shows the unique position of Christ as Lord. We are seeing him expressing himself, I, not pastor, not prophet, not a worshiper, but I will build my church. Jesus himself, he will not build a denomination. He will build a true church. And that means nobody else will put anything to what he's building. That means what? That when he was telling his disciples, there was no church by then. And then it comes to our days, the church is there. There were different churches, moving tents, moving tabernacles. But this time around in 2000, in his days, he has come to say, I have seen how my church has ignored. He's talking about the church that was born in Egypt. I have seen how she has suffered, and I have come to build her again. This time around, he's saying, I am coming to build this church. You know, when he talks about the church, all of us will understand he's not talking about the building. That one is obvious. But if he's talking a church, me and you, he's talking about the assembly. We are here. He's not talking about this building. He's talking about the gathering of believers. And now he's saying, you and you, I cannot sleep until I build your faith. That is what he's talking about. I will build my church, because his church, if you look at how Peter confessed,
It was all about faith. He said, I have never had any other name about Jesus, but I believe that he is the Messiah. He believed. The true church believes in Jesus Christ. The true church accepts the Lordship of Christ. Hallelujah. Nobody else builds the church, only him alone. And when he continues to say, he's saying, I am the founder of Joyous. I am the founder of your salvation. I am the head of the church. He is the foundation of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, where the Lord is taking the church is beautiful. Much as there will be trials, they will be there. But at the same time, there will be grace. Do not just focus on the temptation. Do not just focus on what will happen to us. Just be positive whatever you are going through. Hallelujah. Let's go to another word in the statement of Jesus. The second word is will. So when he mentioned will, this will marks Christ's authority. The true church of Jesus Christ, they have authority over the powers of darkness. They have authority. He's saying, I am the authority of the church. Sometimes when we are praying in the wilderness, you just feel like, okay, you are alone in that debt. You are alone like someone in the hospital. You just feel like you're alone. You just feel like there's no Jesus. You just feel like you have believed and then what? Somebody in this room, the sanctuary, he is the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the head of the church. He is the foundation of the church. He is the founder. He gave it. He birthed it. He burst her, it's not a it. So, Matthew, let's just, if you can just go to John 14, 6. You see how he speaks. I'm just rushing, the time is gone. I will continue to paraphrase. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's showing his lordship. He's everything. He is the father of the church. He is the foundation. Wherever you feel like you are struggling in salvation, remember, it is not all about you. He's the one who pressed that word. That rock is in you. Hallelujah. The rock of ages. Rochiri oreira neira. Aha! You know, sometimes these languages are so, sometimes these languages, even those who are so much educated than me, they are short of words. I always see Pastor Ruben struggling with some words and I'm like, even you? But you know, Haijitare chimana. Rekangu unjireho Cherawa ramene we shidaha daha diashiada. God is saying, if you can only get one word. Pastor Ruben, one word in the worship, one song in the worship, but in the presence of God. Sometimes we bring this one word and you are full of everything. No faith. You have counted all the years you have. Kubona bona. All the years. You have struggled. You have toiled in your job. Your salary is not enough. Now, this takes us to the place of not being selfish. If you're so, if you have a job and you're working, somebody has no job, and you are crying like somebody who is not having a job, then what? Chiri, oreira neira.
Christ's authority. Matthew chapter 20 is showing us something. He's talking about he's taking us when he has died and he has resurrected. And he's saying, I have authority, not only over the kingdoms, not only over the principalities. I have authority, not only over cancer, but also over coronavirus. You did not know. Ever since we were born, you have just seen coronavirus these days. Last year. And he said, I have authority. Let's just go there. Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 28, please. Sorry, Matthew 28, verses 18. He's expressing his authority, Christ's authority in the true church. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority, not some authority, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now,
sometimes one of our sons we always have discussions. we always have some discussions after prayer, and he asked me, so if Jesus is in me, why do I have to chase demons? Why do I have to finish 20 minutes chasing demons when Jesus is already? He's saying, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He's expressing his authority. He's speaking to those who do not think that they have authority of the word of God. The authority was telling them is, I have given you this word. So this word will present, or he will preserve you from coronavirus. I am giving you this authority. Will people die? Yes. It does not stop Jesus continue to do the work. The authority you have, the church must know, we have all authority over any evil spirit, over every disease. And then he sends them, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. You have finished that word. Now we are going to will. We have finished the will. Now the next thing is, we have seen the authority. We have seen the Christ's authority, expressing his authority to his disciples. Now the next word statement is build. What do you think when he talks about building? When he talks about building, he's saying, this build marks Christ's work. You are the work of Christ. Whether you're tired, whether you've worked last night, whether you are the place of work right now, whether you're in the sanctuary, you are Christ's work. In other words, he was saying, I will build my work. I will do my work in your days, in my days. Hallelujah. And then that takes us to the place when I think the Makiwans read that scripture for us. John chapter 4, verses 34. When he talks about his work, he's teaching his disciples. Are we there? John 4, 34. He's telling people of those days and these days. And he's saying, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. So the work he's talking about, he finished it at the cross, Calvary. But at the same time the church was talking about, he was building, you are the church, I am the church. Now he's saying, if you can only do my work while it is still daytime, then and let your will be, let my will, Jesus saying to his church, if the will, his will,
is our food, then we will do the work of God and we will finish it. It is not all about doing. You can do and stop in the middle. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. It takes us to the church. It takes us to the place of doing the work of God, doing it well and accomplish it. Don't do the work of God and stop in the middle. Jesus came to show us as an example. Whatever he did, he was showing us the way. You remember he said to his church, his disciples, by then he said, I am going to prepare a mansion that where I dwell, where I live, you will be there. I can't wait for that day. I do believe there is a day where all of us will go to heaven. There was a moment when I used to be scared of death. Anything you're afraid of, God will take it away. He will use the situation to take it away. I was with my big sister, Hi Barnett, suffering of cancer. She died at my watch. She blessed the last breath when I was looking at like this. And from there and then, how she died, I loved it. I was singing hymns for her. And she left the world at my watch. From there and then, I did not fear. And I am not afraid of dying. Is there anything you're scared of? God is going to bring a situation. But when the situation comes, I pray they will understand. You understand the seasons and the times. We are about to finish. Just give me 2 to 3 minutes. We have seen the Christ's work. He's expressing it by showing us what he did. Then John chapter 5. Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5 and then verse 17. He is still working. He was speaking to them. I am working and my Father is working. When he was still on the planet Earth, he's showing us that he worked with his Father. Therefore, the true church must work with the Holy Spirit. Do not go ahead of the Holy Spirit. Do not leave the Holy Spirit behind. That is the true church we are talking about. We are chapter 5 of John. And then verses, are we there? Somebody is there. Then verses 17. He says these words. He said, but Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. A true church works with the Holy Spirit. That's why the miracles, signs, and wonders are no more. Because we work. We have stepped into the position of Jesus. Yet he said, nobody should stand and build my church. Nobody. But Jesus answered them, my Father is working until now. Meaning what? That the church Jesus built, yeah, ever since he built it, is a continuous work from 2,000 years ago up to today and to generations to come before he comes. This work will continue until he returns. Hallelujah. I am working. My Father is working. The Holy Spirit is bringing revelations. And I am bringing revelations because I am working with the Holy Spirit. He is my instructor. He is my teacher. He is the way I walk and I do not fail. He's my energy when my faith is fainting. Holy Spirit is our strength when you cannot go any further. When you can't see your left or your right, He is your everything. Depend on the Holy Spirit, you won't faint.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
So, the work of Christ is not a building, and it is not promoting the denomination.
Oh, Shiloh Tabernacle, we are so good. We are better than the Elishadai Church, okay, ICC. No, those ones are of those years ago. Before the pandemic, this is a new church. Do not wait for your brother. If you cannot see your brother here, maybe they are in another church. Wave to them and encourage them wherever they are. We are all travelers to heaven.
And when he talks about the building, he's talking about how he purchased his church, his bride. To some of us, we are stuck and we are asking.
Again, I will go back to one of our children who continues to ask questions. So, how often should we repent? And he will bring the sins, the big and the small sins. There are some things you cannot simply say that, oh, is that one a sin? Do you know that our children, some of them, they are still wondering, what is that? Is that sin as well? But if the Holy Spirit is in you, you will know that it's a sin or not.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's just run to Matthew 20, verses 28. We are now seeing where Christ,
I think I'll finish all the words. I will build. Now we are on the church.
What did he say when he meant the church? He was indicating, he was expressing that the church, it is Christ's call. You are the call of Christ. I am the call of Christ. So if I am the church, I should do the work. Because all of us, we are called to serve. Not the pastors, no. Not only the ushers, no. Not only the keyboardists, no. All of us in the body of Christ, we are called to serve. And we should do it quickly because He's coming soon. And to some of us who ask, but John the Baptist came saying, He's coming quickly. And 2,000 years ago, yeah, He's coming. He will come in His timing. And actually, He said, He will come when you do not know. When I do not know. The time when maybe I was not ready, but He's urging us to be ready. Be ready always. Always. Forgive always. Repent always. Love always. Give always. Just do good things always, and then heaven is yours. There's something I wanted to mention, that heaven is inside of us, you know that. But still, our salvation, we need to work concerning our salvation. Why? Because our old nature, He fights again to come back. That's why so many times you feel like, but there are some things the Lord has really taken away from me, like smoking. Again, I was asked if smoking is is a sin. But I would say yes, because you're dirtying the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit. I don't need to put anything that is dirt on my tongue. I don't need to kill my lungs. Hallelujah. Yeah, where are we? Yeah. Good. Matthew 20, 28. Let's just see what the Lord is saying. He is the foundation. Jesus is the foundation. He is expressing, He's indicating us.
This verse indicates to us that he is the foundation. He's expressing to us the call of the church. The calling of the church we should do. Even as the Son of Man came, Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. If you look at your life ever since you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what can you show to him that has been your calling? Every Sunday you eat. Every Sunday we eat. We eat the Word of God. We were so sucked in the worship. Now the Word is here, we are eating. Then what? Do something tomorrow. Say something to God. Ask God to use you in different ways. We are all different. Hallelujah. God is the founder, is the foundation of his church. We are Christ's possession. That is it. That's who we are. This is the true church. And that is the church is coming for. If you can just go to chapter 1 Corinthians. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Sometimes when I say Corinthians, they don't understand. But this time it is 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3, verses 11. Jesus is the only foundation of which his church has to be built. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is saying, I have come and I have died. I have laid my life to you, church. To you, Joy. To you, somebody else. You cannot do anything else. We cannot build any other thing. We have to build in Jesus. Jesus is in us. We have to work the work while it is still their time. Let's conclude like this. The true church is built on the Word of God. But not only the Word of God, but in obedience. Chapter 7 of Matthew, I think, even if you want to go there, and verses 20, 24, it talks about the building. Master, can we just run to the... Oh. Okay. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, and everything, if you... that is the things we are struggling with in this life. Do not put your faith so much in the things of this world that are ending tomorrow. Make sure that you are building on the Word of God. May your faith be increased in Jesus' name. Matthew 7, verses 24. We are not our own, guys. We depend on God. He is the one. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So if you look at that verse alone, everyone, if you hear the word of God and you're not doing anything, the word of God is going to be a stumbling block to you. We refuse that in Jesus' name. Because we are the true church. Hallelujah. So the true church hears the word and acts on the word. Hallelujah. We can't go any further, but let's just stop here. We conclude by these words. All of us know that by now, after the message, we know that we belong to Jesus. Belong to Messiah, the anointed one. We have seen that Christ is our Lord. We have seen that Christ is our authority. We have seen that we are Christ's work.
Therefore, we belong to Christ. And he said that I will build my church on this rock. I will build my church on this rock, and no evil will ever, ever vanquish it. No evil spirit, no powers, no principalities, not even your old man will come and shake your faith. By now, as the church where we are standing now, we are on the right track. Because our faith is increasing day by day. We are not scared of coronavirus. We are not scared of deaths. We are not scared of poverty. We are not scared of diseases. We are on the Lord, and we are on the right track. We are built on God, on His revelation. We believe in the Lord God Almighty, the founder of the church, the foundation of the church. We are built on the rock. And remember, He is the rock of ages. My Lord and my Savior, thank you for your word. We give you the praise. Make us the true church day by day. Give us grace. Let there be one word in your presence that will make us to know you more. Help us, my Father, in the place of prayer, that we may speak to you, and then heaven will be open. Give us one song in the place of worship. Give us one song in the place of worship. My God and my Savior, you're worthy of praise. Lord, you managed to move my spiritual eyes to see you talking to Peter 2,000 years ago. That means you can move my eyes and see things to come and generations to come. My Father and my Savior, I pray for your bride that we will see what you see. We will hear what you want us to hear. We will walk your walk like you said, that my Father is walking and I am walking. My Lord and my Savior, Jesus said that your food is to do the will of our Father. Give your church grace. Give us grace to do your will. Rekere baba zidi bakaya. As you have worked and you work in our lives, oh God, I pray for the church everywhere. My Father on the planet Earth, let your church rise. And let your church rise for your call. Haika zanda yahaya. Father, I thank you for your rising the evangelists to do the work. I thank you for your rising the pastors to be one. I thank you for your rising the fivefold ministries to be one and to be moved by the Holy Spirit. I give you the praise, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you for your teaching. May you encourage us. I pray that this week will be a week of revelations of Jesus. May God bless you so very much.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk, and don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.